Hey, what is going on, guys? So you are trying to factory reset a Android phone and you forgot your password. However, when you want to go ahead and do a factory reset to a Android phone where you forgot the password, you basically need to turn off the phone first and then do a certain key combination to get into the Android recovery menu where you can go down to select factory reset. However, what is happening now is because of a lot of the new Android updates, what's happening is you're not even able to turn off your phone sometimes unless you have a password. Okay, so for example, let me go ahead and try to turn off this phone here. Okay, I'm gonna go try to power down, and I can't power down because I need to enter a PIN or a password. Okay, and then of course, once I shut off the phone, then I can do a certain key combination to get into the Android recovery. Then I can select the factory reset. So, how do you bypass this password to shut down your phone to do a factory reset? Well, I'll give you another solution what you can do. Okay, so what you can do to bypass this, if you want to do a factory reset using the hard keys, what you can do first is do a forced restart, and then once you do the forced restart, you want to go ahead and switch to the certain key combo to your particular model where you go into the actual Android recovery menu. So the thing is, different brands, different models, there'll be a different way for you to get into the Android recovery menu as well as do a forced restart. Okay, so now if I'm gonna do this example here, this is a Samsung Galaxy S10 here. If you have another phone like an HTC or another Samsung phone or Nexus or Google Pixel or whatnot, what you want to do first is go ahead and Google how to do a forced restart, okay, on that particular phone. And then remember the key combination, how to do a forced restart. And the second thing you want to do is go ahead and look up on YouTube or Google how to do a factory reset with hard keys on your particular model as well. And then remember the certain key combination. Now with this S10 here, to do a forced restart is quite simple on this phone. The only thing I got to do is a volume down and a power button. Okay, now a lot of phones, it's as simple as that. A forced restart is basically a volume down and power button. Okay, let me just go ahead and try it really fast. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and what this is gonna do is gonna reboot the phone. It's not gonna shut it down. But what I want to do is press and hold, do a forced restart, and then once I think it's about to boot back up, go ahead and switch to the hard keys where I can get into the Android recovery menu. Okay, so for a forced restart on the Samsung Galaxy S10 is volume down and a power button. Okay, press and hold simultaneously. Like for example, let me just do it right now. Press and hold both buttons. And if I continue to hold both buttons, it's going to end up restarting. I'm still holding on to the both buttons here, and it's automatically going to restart. It's coming. Hold on. Okay, you see it automatically restart. See, now before this logo popped up, if I wanted to get into the Android recovery menu, I would have to go ahead and switch to the hard keys in order to get to the Android recovery menu. Now, how do I get into the Android recovery menu? On this S10 here, it's volume up, the Bixby button, and the power button, okay? So what I need to do to get into the Android recovery menu on this phone is first do a factory reset, volume down, power, hold these two buttons, wait until I think it's about to reboot, and then switch it really fast to the volume up, Bixby, and power button where it'll go into the Android recovery menu. Now, the thing is, it may take you a few times to do it. Again, look up your specific phone model so you know how to do a forced restart and how to do a factory reset using the hard keys. You can always comment too. I mean, I probably know a lot of them off the top of my head. Anyways, let's go ahead and try to do the factory reset or try to get to the Android recovery menu on this without even turning off my phone here. So first thing is this, a forced restart, okay? So ready? So I'm gonna go ahead and do the forced restart. As soon as it's about to boot up, I'm gonna switch it back. And I'm gonna go ahead and press three keys here to get into the Android recovery menu. Okay, so power button, volume down. Ready? One, two, three. One, two, three, four. I'm gonna count about 10 seconds, and then I'm gonna switch the keys. Okay, now I'm gonna switch to the three keys here. I'm not sure if that did it. Now I'm holding on to the volume up, the Bixby, and the power button to get into the Android recovery menu. I don't know if this worked or not. Let's just see. I'm just going to continue to hold all three buttons here. Okay, I think this just did a regular forced restart. Okay. Yeah, that didn't work. Let's try this again, okay? So I'm going to do volume down and power button, okay? First, okay? Ready? One, two, three. One, two. Count about a second. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And now I'm going to switch to three buttons. And this may take you five or six times as well. So let's see if I got it here. Okay. Come on. I want to see the little dead Android. But oh, there it is. And now that's how you do it, guys. That's how you bypass that password shutdown to do the factory reset. And then from here, of course, you just go down to... what is it? Where's the factory reset at? Oh, yeah. Wait data slash factory reset. And then you go from there. Okay. Anyways, comment below if you guys find out how to do a forced restart and a to get to the Android recovery menu on your specific phone. Go ahead and comment down so other people know as well. And if you don't know, you can always comment below. And I know tons of phones off the top of my hand. Off the top of my head, how to do it. Some of them is just two key combinations, how to get into the Android recovery menu. Most of the time to do a forced restart, most phones is basically volume down and power button, but some other models is a little bit different as well. Anyways, to help you out, give me a thumbs up. I'll see you guys in the next one.